As Lebanon contends with a spiralling economic crisis, children from refugee families are increasingly being forced to engage in street-based work, selling items like napkins and other household products. They do so in direct contravention of Lebanese labour laws and in spite of a government pledge to eliminate the worst forms of child labour by 2016. In a Syrian refugee camp in the Bekaa Valley and in a public park in central Beirut, our deputy foreign editor Edmund Heafy spoke to children who work long hours to provide for their families.
This could well be a soccer game anywhere in the world, but I'm in eastern Lebanon at a Syrian refugee camp in Sadneil in the Bekaa Valley, to be exact. I'm particularly interested in one player, 12-year-old Ahmed. He tells me he loves playing soccer, but that the other boys make fun of him for not knowing how to play. That's because he only gets to play one day a week. The other 6 days, he works as a shop assistant. He tells me that he cleans the shop, he stacks the shelves, he takes care of the vegetables and serves customers. He works from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. He tells me that every day he wakes up unhappy, that he doesn't feel well when he's working. His mother says that yesterday he came home from work and didn't even want to eat. She is the one who has sent him out to work. Her family cannot survive on the allowances and stipends provided by refugee agencies. But she is grateful that he works so close to their hut, that he doesn't have to work on the streets of Beirut like so many Syrian refugees.
I work with street and working children, or child labour in general, but let's zoom in the street and working children, which is one of the most vulnerable group population. And unfortunately now with the socio-economic situation in the country and the region, there is even more vulnerability coming out and more people falling down the poverty line and resorting to the streets basically to make some earning in their livelihoods. And unfortunately this also trickles down on the children, because usually they're the ones who are easier to exploit, to employ and so on.
That's Jackie Atwi, a child protection officer with UNICEF in Lebanon. She works on a program for street-connected children and their parents or caregivers. We're talking in Karantina Public Park in Beirut, where around 20 such children from the ages of 5 to 12 have come for their weekly session. The number of children working on the streets of Beirut has grown significantly over the past decade. Like Ahmed's mother, this woman tells me she has no choice but to put 5 of her 10 children from the ages of 5 to 17 to work. They are a big family and their needs are huge, she says. It's a problem that is not going away anytime soon.
So our work is whilst we are able to find alternatives, linking them to education, linking with health and vaccination and whatever they need in addition for their basic living, basically, we also make sure that we at least teach them how to protect themselves.
And that was UNICEF Child Protection Officer Jackie Atwi, ending that report from our Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy in Lebanon.